Now, the last years with your father, what memories do you remain with you now of maybe the last time that you had moments alone with him?
His thought for other people. He was so upset. He sat in the room waiting for oxygen for his heart and so on while my brothers went off to get the oxygen. And he said, it has been reported that he said it to somebody else, but that wasn't true. And he said to me, get a book and read. It's so boring for you, and I'm so sorry for you. You're there, and this must be also boring for you. And, of course, he loved my mother very deeply indeed, and he was sweet to her. And he was just wonderful to all of us until he was unconscious and died.
Now, you were about how old at that point?
I was 17.
Very impressionable age.
It was a terrible blow to me because I was particularly close to my father. I loved my mother dearly, but I think it's fairly usual for daughters and fathers to be closer, and mothers and sons. And it certainly happened with me. He'd given me so much companionship. We used to spend, when I was on my holidays, every evening together. We used to sit and round the early radio set trying to get some message or other from the BBC. And we sat and read together, and I was allowed to go in his study and read while he was working.